You're almost at the end of the days of prayer, the first novena commanded by Jesus Christ himself to the Blessed Mother, the apostles and disciples, to go back to the cenacle and to pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, whom he would send in his behalf and in the Father's behalf. He who is the love of the Father for the Son, and the Son for the Father, and so is so perfect that he is a person, the three persons in the Holy Trinity, as we shall celebrate at the end of the octave of Pentecost. And today also, in some calendars, not just one, is celebrated, not ours, unfortunately, I looked for it, but it's not there. They celebrate the feast of a very popular saint, Saint Rita de Cascia. And Saint Rita, who ended her life as an Augustinian nun, from her childhood she wanted to offer herself to Jesus. But her father insisted she was betrothed to one of the Mancini sons, and indeed, when she was just a young girl, a teenager still, she was married to him. With him, she had two sons. Some say twins, some say not. It doesn't matter to us. But she raised them up with all the piety that she was used to have in her own life. And she lived a very strict life on her own. In the meantime, her husband was killed in a feud, and then the sons tried to avenge him, and she prayed to God with all her heart not to let them commit a mortal sin. And lo and behold, on their way to that, both of them were killed, one by an arrow, one by a sword. Soon after their burial, she did what she wanted to do as a child, and she entered the Augustinian nuns, the monastery at Cascia. Eventually, she became the superior. And of course, she had many, many gifts. And of course, this novena to the Holy Spirit is one in which we are allowed to ask for gifts, whatever God wills, nothing that we necessarily want. And among the things that she had were the stigmata, but not visible, but only one visible wound. As she was praying to Christ on the cross, one of the thorns from his crown flew to her forehead and pierced her forehead. It became obviously a wound and was not attended to, and it was infected and became so gross that she could not be with the other nuns. She had to live and eat by herself, and I do not know how she came to communion. Probably it was brought to her in her quarters. But then eventually it went away, and then she died in the order of sanctity. So today we pray to Saint Rita and to all the wonderful, wonderful saints that the Holy Spirit has bestowed upon us, because now it is his turn to do everything in this world for the church and for the children of the church. The Father and the Son are in heaven. Yes, they have something to do with this, but it is actively, as physically as it could possibly be, because he's not physical, he is a spirit, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is now in charge of our spiritual life. So with this in mind, we continue with this eighth day of the novena to the Holy Spirit, which you may find in your pews. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.